Susanna Hoffs and Vicki Peterson, how are you?
Hey,
Tim, how you doing?
It is the Bengals!
Woohoo!
Well, to get you a little insight with Stacey Lee, she was stuck in Southern California. She took some vacation time and got stuck coming back because of the big snowstorm. So
airport was closed. Oh, my gosh. How are you guys doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to get defrosted. That's what I want to do.
Wow, that's so amazing you guys went through that.
Wow.
It is just crazy. So let's talk about it. Sweetheart of the Sun, you guys released that on September 27th. How's it been going so far?
It's been busy. We've done a lot of things that we've never experienced before, like being on Dancing with the Stars. That was quite amazing. A lot of promotion. We did a show in New York and had to be on Good Morning America at I don't know, what was our call time? 3:30 in the morning?
2 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Okay.
It was crazy. It was a really crazy fall of touring and promo. And we got a little break over the holidays, and it's going to start up again in a couple months.
We're real excited because the reviews have been amazing and glowing, actually, which is not necessarily what we expected.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, when I heard that you guys had a new CD out, I was like, man, you know, look at this. We've gone a long way. I can remember actually spinning your guys' 45s, you know, with Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. So, you know, I've stayed with you guys, you know, the whole way through. And, of course, you know, getting caught back up with you, you know, with this CD. And what have you guys been up to for the last 30 years?
Well, 10 of the first decade was the 80s, and that was just, you know, I don't know. It seemed like we went around the world many times, touring and promoting and recording. And then the 90s, we had a little bit of a break and you know, kind of went off and had some opportunities to explore other music. Vicki was in a band called the Continental Drifters. You can talk about that, Vicki.
In New Orleans, yeah. I moved to New Orleans
Living
for 10
Orleans.
Years. We grew some families, a little busy.
Yeah.
At the end of the 90s, we got back together and started writing again and performing and put out a record in 2003, and then did some more performing and a little bit more writing, and then finally decided to go back in and do another record this year.
In the 2000s, we also had the opportunity to tour Australia 3 times. I guess it was
Japan twice.
It was one place that we never had the chance to go to in the 80s, so that was nice catching up on that experience, since it's so fantastic playing over there.
Well, you guys are California girls, you know, to root. And I noticed that looking at your touring dates, you try to stay warm. I noticed that.
Not always, though.
Is there a theme here?
I'm going with a warm theme. Can you guys tell?
The guy wants to be warm.
So now, back in the day, I want to hear your guys' favorite MTV VJ. Who was it?
Oh, I love Martha Quinn.
Martha. We love Martha.
We've been on her show many times.
She's a sweetheart, and she's just a little rock and roll pixie.
Yes.
With the new CD, people can go to your website and actually get signed up for this big prize pack. Tell us a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. You can go to our website. There's like a fan pack. It's got there's the CD. We did we wrote out some of the lyrics by hand. So you'll get that poster. You'll get some vinyl. You'll get photos. It's a good little package.
Well, we're looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to run through a few of your tracks. You know, for people that that haven't heard some of your stuff since the 80s, are they comparable?
Oh, definitely.
Yes and no. I mean, if you know the Bengals and if you've really been spinning 45s and you were with us then yes, this record's going to sound very familiar to you. If you really only know the Bengals from Walk Like an Egyptian, you may go, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But Manic Monday, Walk Like an Egyptian, I know for a fact that, in fact, you guys, we have a Lost 80s at 8. You guys come up on it all the time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, it's great talking to you guys. We wish you the best on the new CD and, of course, on all the touring. We hope that you come through our neck of the woods without any snow, we're hoping.
We love
Seattle. Would love to.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks so much for taking some time today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Stay warm.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.